spider scurried up the left sleeve of Jazzy's flannel shirt. She was about to put down her hammer to squash it when a big, tanned hand reached over to smoosh it for her. Ansel flicked the small corpse off her sleeve and grinned at her. "I know you hate eight-legged creatures." That she did. Snakes? No big deal. There weren't many poisonous ones in northeast Indiana. Worms? She liked. When she dug them up in her flower beds, she carefully relocated them. A teeny weeny spider? It must die. Thanks for killing it. His grin grew wider. "When I gave you the engagement ring, that's what I signed on for, to honor and protect." Jared, driving the last nail into the frame they were building, snorted. Her cousin had spent most of their childhood tormenting her, and Jazzy had happily repaid him in kind. "My Franny hates spiders, too. Must be a girl thing." He sat back on his heels to survey their work. A flower bed had rimmed this side of the house at one time, but only a few sagging mums and sedums remained. After they'd dug a trench to expose the crumbling foundation at this corner, they'd built a frame to hold new cement. Jazzy's back wasn't used to so much bending. Jared pressed a hand to the small of his back, too. "I'd say we're ready to call Darby to pour the concrete." They'd worked with Darby ever since they'd started their fixer-upper business. He was a cantankerous old coot, but he charged decent prices and was dependable. He'd given them a fair estimate for the concrete to rebuild this section of the foundation. They'd had to jack up the corner of the house to repair it. The driveway's cement was in even worse shape and needed to be completely replaced. Darby had given them a lower bid than they'd expected for that job, too. Jazzy started toward the two-car garage at the back of the yard. She'd left her toolbox there. Some of the houses in this older neighborhood had only small one-car garages that faced an alley, but the house they'd bought had been a standout when it was built. 3 stories of yellow brick with its own drive. When they finished renovating it, it would be a standout again. "Let's ask if Darby can come in an hour. I'm ready for lunch." They'd known it would be a bear to fix the sagging corner, and the job had taken even longer than they'd estimated. It had taken all morning to finish the framing, and Jazzy needed a break. She'd brought a cooler full of chips and buns and sloppy joe mix in an insulated container. When the weather was hot, she'd brought a cooler filled with cans of beer, too, but once the temperature dropped, she lugged 2 large thermoses of coffee instead. Jared punched Darby's number on his cell phone and set up a time for him to deliver the cement. When he finished, he nodded to Jazzy. "He'll be here at about 1:30. "Perfect." They trundled inside the empty house and gathered at the card table and 4 chairs they'd brought. Ansel's pug, George, opened an eye to greet them, then returned to his nap. Ansel took the dog with him everywhere possible. He swore George got depressed when he was left alone. Jazzy wasn't sure about that, but Ansel's doggy devotion never wavered, so she didn't argue the point. If Ansel loved her half as much as he did his pug, they'd be together forever. Ansel glanced around the room and shook his head. "I'm glad this is early October. We should be able to get all of the outside work done before we start in here. We might never get everything finished inside." Jazzy looked at the list of projects, arranged in the order they should tackle them, tacked to the kitchen wall. They'd never bought a fixer-upper that needed so much work. This house should keep us out of trouble for a long, long time. Jared went for a second sloppy joe. "This is going to make working on my basement on Saturdays look like a piece of cake." After working on her sister Olivia's house, Jazzy had sworn she'd never work on Saturdays again. But how could she say no to Jared?